Part 4. Literal and Inferential Understanding. Listen to the text carefully and answer questions 11 to 14. For each question, choose the correct answer and write the correct number 1, 2, or 3 in the brackets provided.
One hot day, an ant felt thirsty. He asked a bird nearby where he could get something to drink. The bird pointed to a little stream. "Be careful," said the bird. "The stream may look little, but the water runs fast there," the bird added. When the ant reached the stream, he started to quench his thirst. Suddenly, a gust of wind blew him off his balance and he fell into the stream. The bird could see him struggling in the moving water. She flew over and dropped a twig near the ant. He climbed on and floated onto the bank. "Thanks," said the grateful ant. "You saved my life." A few days later, the ant saw a hunter setting a trap. He watched the man work slowly to set the perfect trap that any bird caught in it could not escape. Then the ant saw the same bird about to fly into the newly set trap. The ant bit the hunter on the leg. "Ouch!" cried the man. The bird heard the startled cry and saw the hunter stand up, grimacing. The bird knew the hunter had hidden himself from her view to catch her. She flew away.
Question 11. What did the ant ask the bird for? Question 12. How did the ant end up in the stream? Question 13. Why was the bird safe from the trap? Question 14. Which of the following does the story best demonstrate? Listen to the text again.
One hot day, an ant felt thirsty. He asked a bird nearby where he could get something to drink. The bird pointed to a little stream. "Be careful," said the bird. "The stream may look little, but the water runs fast there," the bird added. When the ant reached the stream, he started to quench his thirst. Suddenly, a gust of wind blew him off his balance and he fell into the stream. The bird could see him struggling in the moving water. She flew over and dropped a twig near the ant. He climbed on and floated onto the bank. "Thanks," said the grateful ant. "You saved my life." A few days later, the ant saw a hunter setting a trap. He watched the man work slowly to set the perfect trap that any bird caught in it could not escape. Then the ant saw the same bird about to fly into the newly set trap. The ant bit the hunter on the leg. "Ouch!" cried the man. The bird heard the startled cry and saw the hunter stand up, grimacing. The bird knew the hunter had hidden himself from her view to catch her. She flew away.
Question 11. What did the ant ask the bird for? Question 12. How did the ant end up in the stream? Question 13. Why was the bird safe from the trap? Question 14. Which of the following does the story best demonstrate?